Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 30:18 through 20. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness. The meaning of the word wonderful in verse 18 must be understood to know the wisdom given herein. Wonderful is a name given to the Son of God in Isaiah 9:6 and is used to describe a marvelous thing, a wonder. But in our proverb, wonderful is from the Hebrew word polo, which means to separate things that are hidden, things too high, wondrous things beyond knowing. This word also encompasses things that are deceptive and evil. This meaning is explained in verse 18 when the wise man says, there are four things which I know not. He writes as a prelude that there are four things beyond his knowledge, four different examples of ways that he cannot know. These four ways underscore how hidden the way of an adulterous woman can be. He tells us this so that we may accept the fact that we are unable to know the mysteries of the deceptive human heart. Things we do not know or cannot ascertain remind the believer to be cautious and always on guard. Knowing we are limited in our knowledge keeps us dependent upon the Lord in all aspects of daily living. Firstly, the wise man does not know the way of an eagle in the air, for the eagle leaves no contrail, no scent, no trace or map of its way. An eagle soars at great heights and travels in such a fashion as to make its track hidden. Therefore, the wise man knows not the eagle's way. Secondly, a serpent moves upon a rock and leaves no clues of its presence. When moving upon the sand, a trail is discernible, but when slithering upon a rock, the serpent leaves no sign of its path. Who can trace a serpent's path across the rock? Thirdly, a sailing ship that plows her way through the heart of the sea loses any furrow that she makes. Can a wise man know the path that a sailing ship took to find her port without her maps? Fourthly, the way of a man with a maid is too wonderful for the wise man to know. It is too mysterious in its subtlety. A man's deceitful heart has a thousand twists and turns on its way to allure a maid to its will. The man is motivated by selfish desires and lusts to capture the virgin as his prize. The snares that he sets for capture are as varied as the way of an eagle in the air. They are as hidden as the way of a serpent on a rock, and as unsearchable as the quickly closing furrows of a sailing vessel in the sea. The wise man concludes that he cannot know the way of a man with a maid. By inference, the maid must understand that she cannot know the way of the man. She must be armed with knowledge and understanding so as not to fall prey to the allurements and temptations the treacherous man has prepared for her capture. Wisdom warns the young and inexperienced woman not to think of herself more highly than she is given to think, and therefore conclude that she can take care of herself in all situations. The wise man has described four ways that are mysteriously hidden from view. His application is worthy of attention. He says in verse 20, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness. Such is the way. As in the ways of the previous four examples, the way of an adulterous woman is hidden in mystery. Notice that the adulterous woman wipes her mouth. What is the significance of this action? According to Proverbs 9:17, she eats the bread of sin and wipes off the crumbs that stick to her mouth. All evidence of stolen bread is erased, and she can say without fear of contradiction that she has done no wickedness. Her devices to deceive her unsuspecting prey are past finding out. She is practiced in the way of sin, and her heart has been hardened. The stolen waters and bread eaten in secret are mysteriously hidden for a reason, to hide the reality of her wickedness. So the lesson that we are to learn is that in this world, we are limited in knowing the hidden things of the heart. Many things are not as they seem. We are simply to recognize our limitations and live cautiously in Christ, because danger may lurk in unsuspecting venues. Separating ourselves from the world system means being simple concerning evil. The second lesson is also apparent. Sowing wild oats in secret means reaping wild consequences in the open.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.